This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Time for the marriage segment. A quick recap of yesterday's discussion. Yesterday we looked at another myth and another misconception, and that was a good partner always agrees with his or her spouse. That's not going to happen in this world. Ya lal asaf. Not in this world. As I mentioned yesterday, that children from the same house, from the same parents, yet they are so different in their thought pattern. They are so different in whatever they choose, whatever they do. That in itself tells you that we are not the same when it comes to our choices, when it comes to our thinking, when it comes to our decisions that we make in life. And it's expected that when husband and wife also get married, there will be some sort of conflict amongst them, and that conflict is not necessarily unhealthy, it's actually healthy. Like day and night, they complement each other. Day and night, cold and hot, and then you get positive and negative. So positives always attract. That's what we discussed yesterday. Today, another myth, and that's myth number 4. Today's myth reads, a good partner assumes that nothing will change in his or her relationship. A good partner assumes that nothing will change in his or her relationship. Many people live in this dwell. They think it will always be rosy. It will always be happily ever after. And they lived peacefully. And they think that life will always be like the first month of marriage. I wish. Maybe they're on Mars, maybe it's possible. But not on planet Earth. Here where we are staying, things are a bit different. So we must expect changes in our relationship. There's constant changes. And we are always growing in our relationship. First, we were just husband and wife. Then we became parents. So whilst we were just husband and wife, things were fairly smooth between us. But now the attention is divided because there's a baby involved, there's a child involved. So now the attention has to be distributed between the child, between the husband, and between the family. So obviously, your share has been reduced. Your role has changed also. You now have to help in with the diapers, bathing, etc., etc. So you can see here that your relationship is constantly changing. And each phase presents a new challenge. And each phase presents a new obstacle. And we have to adapt accordingly. We can't use the same yardstick. We can't use the same trick every time. And people's temperament also changes according to the phase of the marriage. The mood swings are more when there's a child around, because the baby or the child is consuming lots of your time, lots of your energy. It's a 24/7, 365 day job. You've got to be around the baby to provide it support. Something is bothering the child, you have to go there and help the baby out. And at the same time, see to the husband, and at the same time, see to the house. It's not easy juggling through all those roles. So what I'm saying to you is that our roles continuously change throughout marriage. And the phases of marriage also take different turns every now and then. We have to be astute. We have to adapt accordingly and move according to the winds. Jidhar ko hawa chale, udhar ko chale. You know, as they say in Urdu. So first it was just husband and wife. Things were moving fairly smooth. We were flexible. We could come in and come out at any time. But now there's a baby involved. There's a child involved. And it just gets more complex when there's 2 children, 3 children, 4 children, or 5 children involved. It gets complex as you move further into the journey. Also, you get different phases in your life. Loss of job. The husband lost his job or the wife lost his job. You have to make drastic changes. Not like tomorrow, it has to be done like yesterday. Immediate changes take place in the house. We have to cut down on expenses, which brings in tension within the relationship. So ugly fights do come about because of money matters. So loss of job, finances, these things It's not like we plan them. It comes and it's part of the marriage. We have to pick up on it and we have to move. We have to be mature enough to handle these situations in life. You can't sit and say that, no, life is unfair to me. Life is really unfair to me. Why am I going through all these problems? Like, hello, everybody goes through the same problems that you are experiencing. It's just that you are giving up and others have picked themselves up and they are moving. So loss of job, finances cut down, there's drastic changes taking place in the home and in the marriage as a result. The tension, there's tension. At the end of the day, we are human beings. When there's a problem, we have problems, then we go through certain problems in our marriages and we get depressed and we tend to take it out on our partners or people around us. You know the cycle, how it goes. So that's how it is. These are unforeseen circumstances. Sometimes it's an accident of a loved one. Your wife meets up in an accident, or the husband meets up in an accident, or the son or the daughter, somebody meets up in an accident. Everybody has to make change or make shift for that one person. So that's how it is. Lots of changes that goes out in marriage, and each phase of our marriage presents a different challenge. And when you are elderly, there's a different challenge for the marriage. Now it's medication involved. There's proper support and frail care needed for each other. The husband needs to support the wife, and the wife needs to support the husband even more, and they need to support each other even more at this stage of their life, because they are literally dependent on each other. They cannot live without each other. So that's marriage. So if you think that marriage is going to stay the same, well, you're in the wrong world, my brother or my sister. You need to get another boat. This boat that we're sailing in this direction of marriage has different phases. Sometimes the waters are calm, and sometimes there's turbulent phases. Sometimes you need to weather the storm. So that's how life is. We need to be practical. We need to be pragmatic about it. That when we are in this journey, we must expect some hurdles. And you know what's the best part? What's the most accomplishing part? What's the most gratifying part? Is when you get through all those hurdles and at the end of the day you still see your partner. We made it. You never leave me. We are here. I love you. And that's called a meaningful relationship. So the myth is, a good partner assumes that nothing will change in our relationship. That is a myth that only happens in fairy tales.